Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas mincha gedoyla u'mincha ktana." Everything we've spoken about now, till now, ties in with why by mincha specifically there's a concept of mincha gedoyla and a mincha ktana. Mincha gedoyla refers to the earlier, what they call the earlier mincha, which is 6.5 hours in the day, approximately. And mincha ktana is 9.5 hours in the day. Remez shemincha kolu migadlus v'katnus. This is a remez, this is a hint to us that we should understand that mincha is a combination of gadlus and katnus. Ki adayin hu yoim, because on one hand, it's still day, it's still light outside. Shubachinas moichin de gadlus, which corresponds to the concept of moichin de gadlus. V'afal pikein, kvar hischilu lisoirer bechinas moichin de katnus shi bechinas laila. And on the other hand, it's already the beginning of moichin de katnus, which means nighttime. The sun is starting to descend. Vazai ikar hahamtoko. And at that beginning, that's the main time when it's possible to sweeten all the judgment, the midas sadin. Ki ikar hamtoka sadinim shein bechinas moichin de katnus, ikar hamtokosum bishleimus, hu kishezoichin lamtikon bishoroshon hoelyoin. Sheshom kol hamoichin de gadlus vekatnus klulum yachad. Because the main ability to sweeten all harsh judgments and all midas hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is referred to as moichin de katnus, is when a person is zeichet to sweeten it in its highest at its highest source, which is a place where moichin de gadlus and katnus are one. There's a phrase that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh when it speaks about these midos of Hashem. We know that when we're on the level of chachma, bina, chesed, gevura, netzach, on those levels, there's a concept of a right side and a left side. When we go higher than that, when we go above chachma, bina, when we go to the place of keser, or it's sometimes referred to as atik, or in our context, we're going to see soon, it's going to be referred to as seichel ha'elyon, there is no right and left. There is no left. There's only oneness. The left is nichlal in the right. Ki ikar bechinas moichin de katnus vegadlus hu lamato bechinas vov ktsovos. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us the main concept of moichin de katnus is a concept that exists on the lower level, which is in what's called the vov ktsovos, the six spheros of chesed, gevura, tiferes, netzach, hoyd, yisoid, and malchus, which is a koilal of them. Whereas above, when we go to the source of the moichin, which is in chochma binodas, in those places, shom ein shayach gadlus v'katnus klal. There is no concept of gadlus and katnus. Umishom ikara hahamtoka bishlemus, and that's the place where the main ability to sweeten and eliminate the midas hadin, to correct it completely, takes place. Ukemuvon bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal v'atoyra chodi Rabbi Shimon, as is explained in Likut Imran, in the first half of Likut Imran, chapter 61, sheyesh hamtoko shemamtikim kol din b'sharoshoi b'sechel haproti hashayach loy. There Rabbeinu Zal explains that there's two versions of hamtoka sadinim. There is the hamtoka that takes place where a person is mamtik each and every individual din at its source, b'sechel haproti hashayach loy, using an individual piece of sechel that's shayach to that din, to that harshness, to that judgment. Avol ikra hamtoko hi kishezeichen lahamtik hadinim al yidei sechel hakoilel. But the real effective hamtoka sadinim is when we're zeicher to go to a much higher place, which is called sechel hakoilel, a sechel that's koilel thousands or millions of sichliim, shehu shoyresh ho'elyoin shel hamoichin, which is the source, the origin of all moichin, v'shom kol hamoichin klulin yachad. kol hamoichin de gadlus v'katnus. And there, all moichin come together, gadlus and katnus. Kishom kulochad. There, it's all oneness. Now we know, for example, the mid of keser, that mid of Hashem, is called pele. Pele means wondrous. There's a pasuk b'mufla mimcha al tidroi shebemechusim mimcha al tachkor, and the word pele is the letters aleph, aleph lamed pei. Aleph is one. Aleph is one. Aleph is a thousand. You know, which is again 100. This is this concept of this place of oneness. Umishom ikra hamtoka bishleimus, and that's where the main hamtoka bishleimus is able to take place. V'zeh bechinas tfilas hamincha, and this is the concept of mincha. Shetzrichinos lahamtik hamoichin dekatnus be'eis shemaschilan lehisoyer achar chatzoy sayoyim, whereby we're trying to sweeten the moichin dekatnus when it first begins, which is at midday, right after midday. Kedei lahamtik betchilas achizoson, in order to sweeten them and correct them at their point of origin, when they're first getting started. V'azai ikra hamtoko mebchinas shoyresh elyon shel hamoichin. And then this hamtoko has to, the main hamtoko has to come from the source of all moichin, shehu lamala mikol hamoichin, which is above all moichin, sheshom b'shaloshom klulim kol hamoichin yachad, the godless v'katnas kanal, where in that location all the moichin are one, godless and katnas are one, right and left are one. There is no left over there in a sense. V'zeh ha-seichel ho-elyein shulam alami kol ha-moichim i-efsher lo-ho-ilam lo-hovin o-yul ha-sigoi ki-yemi she-zoich elov. And this level, this seichel ho-elyein, which is above all moichim, regular people cannot understand it whatsoever unless a person is really zoich. V'shom Iker Hoanovo, and that's the place where the true, pure humbleness exists. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, b'mokim gidul osoi, shom atomoitze and v'sinusoi. In the place of Hashem's greatness, there you find His humbleness and modesty. Ki Hoanovo shehilufi datenu bechinas katnus shehu koton b'nei atzmoi, because our understanding of anova, our understanding of humbleness, which is an aspect of katnus, it's an aspect of a person feeling small, low, where the person is small in his own eyes, he considers himself very little. And the concept of godless and greatness are actually one. True greatness and true humbleness are actually one. As the Gemara says, ki b'mokom gidul osoi, Shom daiko atomoitzanova, because where there's true greatness, there's true humbleness. Vize beemes yef shelohoven olahasig ki mi shezoichel ze ashrei loy, and this is something that's impossible to understand, except for those who are really zoichet, privileged to understand it. Ashrei to them. Vize ikur shleimus vanova beemes. And this is the true shleimus of humbleness. When we talk about real humbleness in its purest sense, this is what we're talking about, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu was zechetu, whereby Moshe Rabbeinu was able to write about himself all kinds of greatness that we find throughout the Torah, every few lines. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe, Voish Moshe onav moed, Moshe ishu alekim. We find every type of praise possible about Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. The kosav al atzmoi, Voish Moshe onav moed. And Moshe Rabbeinu also wrote about himself that Moshe Rabbeinu is very humble. V'yafal pikein, hoyo onav bemes. And despite that, he really was very humble. With him writing about all of his greatness and with him telling us about his humbleness, his humbleness was perfecto. It wasn't damaged or impaired in any way by his greatness or by him knowing his greatness and by him writing about his greatness. ki nichlal bo'ayin, because Moshe Rabbeinu was zoiche to plug into and to merge with Hashem's ayin, nothingness. Sheshom hagedula v'ho'anova kulachad, whereby there greatness and humbleness are all one. The Zohar Kodesh brings the pasuk ani rishoin v'ani achroin umi balod ayin alikim. Ani, the word ani, which represents the which is achroin, which is the malchus, which is the last sphera, and the first ani, which is keser, because keser is also a crown. A crown is for kings, but at the same time, keser is ayin. The word ani is the letters ayin. Ani rishoin, I am number one. I am the keser in the form of ayin, ein sof, va'ani achroin, and I am the malchus. And without me, this is Hashem. Hashem is where gedula and nothingness merge together. Gedula and humbleness. Humbleness corresponds to the midah of keser. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on that in Torah Vav, in Likutei Moran, the famous Torah Vav. So keser is humbleness, and at the same time, keser is malchus. It's gedula, it's greatness.
And
Rav Nosson Zal says, now you could understand why, in reality, not every person is zoche to be humble. Not even some of those who think they're humble, or not even some of those who people think they're humble. Ki anova gedoyla mikulam, kamoisham razal. Because the Gemara says that anova is the highest quality and attribute that a person can possibly achieve. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar, zeh shanu oiskim boi. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is the Torah Chaf Beis in Likutei Moran Tanina, shebe'inyin ho'anova toyin ho'ilam harbe, that when it comes to humbleness, the Welt makes a big mistake. People make a major mistake. They misinterpreted it and they misunderstand it completely. Because anova, humbleness, is not related to small-mindedness or to foolishness or to, you know, to any kind of sluggishness. Ki ikar huanova, because the main humbleness is when a person is zoicha to be in the highest state of moichin de gadlus, expanded consciousness. And even though he's in this state of super moichin de gadlus, expanded consciousness, simultaneously he is super humble and he nullifies himself completely to Hashem. As the Gemara says, "B'mokim gedulosoi, shom atamaitzan v'senusay kanal." V'azai daika zoyche lahamtik kol hadinim sheboilam hanechosim b'moichin dekatnus. And when a person reaches up to that place, then he has the ability to nullify and eliminate completely all judgments, all harshness, all midas hadin of Hashem. Ki ikar hamtokosam yishom daika. Because the main Hamtoka Sadinim comes from that highest place. The Zohar HaKadosh has a famous expression, Kulhu b'machshava isbariru, that all din, all tumo, all ra, is nizbarer b'machshava, in the Madrega called machshava, which again is referring to the highest levels of machshava. Or, Ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshay. Because the main Hamtoka Sadinim comes from this highest place, which is the place of true humbleness. Sheshom gadlus v'katnus kol yachad, where greatness and smallness merge together. She'yef shalonu lahasig lohoven zeklal, whereby we cannot rationalize this, we can't understand this in regular human concepts. V'alkein ikar ham toka shel mincha tzrich lahamshich mebchinas mincha shel Shabbos. And it's for this reason that we go back to what we touched on earlier, that the main hamtoka of midas hadin is by draw is by the mincha of the weekdays, drawing from the mincha of Shabbos. She'oz raiva deraiva nishtakach. Because on at mincha time on Shabbos is when the highest possible level of kedusha is present, which is called raiva deraiva, rotzayin sheberetzaynos. She'oz who is talgus Moshe. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. She'ze bechinas rotzayin ho'elyoin. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away into the highest level of rotzayin. Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Kutaran that the word Moshe is bigematria 345, Ratzon is 346. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was nistalek, when 345 goes up, it goes up to 346. It goes up to Ratzon, which is Bechinas Ein Soif, which is the infinite light of Hashem. Sheshom Shoyresh O'Elyon Shel Kol HaMoichin. That's the source and the origin of all Moichin. Sheshom klulin kol ha-moichin de-gadlus ve-katnus. There, moichin de-gadlus and moichin de-katnus come together. They are one. Veshom ikar ham-tokosom. And that's where the main ham-toko of katnus and midas adin takes place. Paragraph Beis. Vezeh shom razal. This is what the Gemara says. Lo'ilam yeyodom zoyer betfila samincha. That a person should be extra careful when it comes to the tefillah of mincha, shekein Elio loinene ela b'mincha, because Elyonavi only had his tefillah answered, he was really matzliach, only at mincha, specifically at mincha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says there, vayhi ka'alois ha-mincha, and that's when all the fireworks took place, that's when Elyonavi really showed the Nevi'a Baal about Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki ikar hachnoas vavidizora vahakfirus, shehu ikar hayetzahora, shenikra kelacher, ikar hachnoasoi, al yedei hahamtoko, shezoichel hamtik bechinas tfilas amincha, mi shezoichel ze, ashreiloi. Because the main subduing and humbling and lowering of avidizora, idol worship, kfira, denial of Hashem, which is the essence of the Yetzirah. That's what the Yetzirah is all about. Avodah Zarah and Kfirus. Because we know the Yetzirah is called Kel Acher. Ikar B'mein Hachnok is through the Hamtoko, which were Zeichet to Hamtik, to be Mamtik, in the Tefillah of Mincha. One who Zeichet to accomplish that. Ki Ikar Achizas Hayetzirah V'Kfirus Heim daiko mishoyrish hascholas achizas hamoichin dekatnus shu achar chatzay siyam bizman amincha. Because the main source from which the Yetzirah draws from and kfira draws from is from the where moichin dekatnus begins, which is immediately after midday at the time of mincha. Ki shoyrish achizas hamoichin dekatnus Nimshochin mitchilas hatzimtzum kiyadua, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the source of where Meichen the Katnus draws from is from the beginning of the Tzimtzum, where the Tzimtzum first starts taking place, which means the light starts to diminish, which is right after midday. Ki hatzimtzum hu bechinas histalkus hadas, because Tzimtzum, which means a constriction of light, is synonymous with histalkus hadas, where the das leaves, because das is light. Ki hatzimtzum hu bechinas is umishom shoyrish achizas moichin dekatnus. That's where moichin dekatnus draws its power from. Shemishom ikar achizas hasitra achra vakfirus, and that's where the sitra achra and kfira, all of these forces of tumah, that's where they all draw from. Ki tchilas hatzimtzum Yefsher lahasig b'shum seichel k'mavur zeh b'mokom acher, because this concept of the tchilas hatzimtzum, the cholol haponi, which is another nickname for that, is something which cannot be understood with human knowledge, cannot be rationalized. Umi sheroy tzelichnois b'chakirois k'elu hanemshech mitchilas hatzimtzum shel cholol haponi hubo lekfiras gedolos chas v'shon rachman atzlan. And a person who tries to enter into this type of analysis, this type of philosophical, trying to understand philosophically or rationally the tchilas hatzimtzum of the chol haponui, that person will fall into major kfira, Rahmana Litzlan. We have the pasuk, the famous pasuk, Kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu orchais chaim. Those who enter into this type of philosophical study will not achieve an understanding. Lo yeshuvun, they will not return. They'll fall down to a place of no return. V'lo yasigu orchais chaim. They will not get to understand the true path of life. I once saw that one of the Hasidish Sforim, if I'm not mistaken, the Bnei Yisachar or one of his descendants writes that the Rosh Tevis of Kol Bo'eho Loi Yeshuvun spells the word Bichel. Bichel in Yiddish means books. But that's the term that's associated. The Yiddish-speaking religious world used to speak about Chochmas Chitzonius as Bichlech. In other words, a Sefer of Torah was called a Sefer, a Heilige Sefer. The Sforim of Sforim Chitzonim were called Bichlech. And that word Bichel, Beis Yud Chof Lamed, is Rosh Tevis Kol Bo'eho Lo Yeshuvon. You know, referring unfortunately to the books of philosophy, those types of books which ask the wrong kinds of questions, which Chas V'Shalom, Rabbeinu Zal says here, which leads to Kfirois Gedolos. Ki Tchilas HaTzimtzum Yef Shel HaSig B'Seichel. Because this concept of the Tchilas HaTzimtzum L'Chol HaLaponi is something that a person can't understand with human rationale. Rak be'emuna levad, only through emuna. Kimavur b'makom achar, as is explained in Torah Samach Dalet in the first half of Likut Imran and in other places. V'zeh b'chinas vayar ho'om ki boishesh moishel. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to shed unbelievable clarity and light on the story of the Egel HaZohov, where the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu had told Bnei Israel he's going up to heaven for 40 days. They miscalculated, and they expected him to come back at a certain point in time. He didn't show up on time. So the pasuk says, "Vayar ha'om ki voishesh Moshe." The people saw. The Zohar Kodesh says, wherever it says ha'om, it refers to the heir of Rav. They saw ki voishesh Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed, that Moshe Rabbeinu was procrastinating. So the Zohar Kodesh says that the word boishesh is bo sheish. They saw that the sixth hour had come and gone, the sixth hour, midday, and Moshe Rabbeinu had not yet arrived. Dehainu bizman hascholas tfilas mincha. We're talking about at the time of mincha gedolah, when mincha, the earliest time when a person can daven mincha. Sheoz hascholas shirish moichin de katnus. That's the beginning of the source, the root of this moichin de katnus. Shenimshach mitchilas hatzimtzum. Which we said it comes from this Tchilas HaTzimtzum. Umi shenichnas l'chakiroi sanimshoch misham, and a person who enters into that Tchilas HaTzimtzum, a person who enters into the types of questions that come from there, noifel l'kfiris gedoilos, that person falls into major denial of Hashem. V'alkein oz daiko osu ho'erev rav esuegel. That's why the Torah points out that's when they went ahead and made the Egel HaZohov. That's when they went ahead and made this major Avodah Zarah. This classical Avodah Zarah of all time, the famous Egel HaZohov. The Kofru B'Hashem Yizborach Ube Moshe. And they ended up denying in Hashem and denying Moshe Rabbeinu. They had the audacity to say, Eile Elokecho Yisrael. Mach Mashalei Rotzu Lehizchazek Shom Be'emunah. Because they refused to strengthen their faith at that time, and to work at sweetening the midas hadin, eliminating the din through tfilas mincha. Remember, we learned earlier, tfila is emuna. Rak nichnisu lahachakirois vakfirois anemshoch misham. But rather, they made a wrong turn and they got involved in the analysis and questioning and philosophical thought that comes from there. V'alkein oz daiko osu ma sheosu. And that's why specifically at that moment, right after midday, that's when all of this happened, this catastrophe happened. V'chol ze hoyamachma shemoyshe lo hoyabeneyemos. And all of this was able to happen because Moshe Rabbeinu was not with them at the time. K'moshe kosu, as the pasuk says there, ki ze moyshe hoyish lo yodano mehoyaloi. because this man, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. We don't know where he disappeared to. Kol ha-kfirois ha-nimshochem isham ein mi shiamtikom. I'm sorry. Ki kol ha-kfirois ha-nimshochem isham ein mi shiamtikom ki im Moshe daiko. Because the only person who's qualified to be mamtik, all the kfirois that come from that place, is only Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu onov betachles ho'anova, who is the epitome of humbleness, modesty. That's why he has the ability to go up to that place of keser, that seichel ha'elyon, and be mamtik the din at its shoresh. V'alkein, and therefore also we can understand another major event in Jewish history. Eliyahu, shehu yetzorech lachnia toikif his gabros avodazor shel abal, shehiz gabros bimei achov. This great tzaddik Elyonovi, who had to destroy and defeat and subdue the great power of the Avodah Zorah of the Baal, which at that time, during the time of King Achav, was taking over. Rachmon Elson, Klal Yisrael was falling into it, and they didn't know which way to turn. Loinene kiyim betfilas hamincha daiko. This is why the Torah tells us that when did Elyonovi achieve his major victory, his major success? When did Hashem answer his tefillah? At mincha time. Ki daika lidei tefillas hamincha zocho lahamshich hahamtoko mishoyresh elyon shel amoichim. Because it was at mincha time that he was zocho to draw this sweetening which comes from the highest source of moichim. Sheshom kol ha-moichin de gadlus v'katnus kludum yachad kanal. That's the place where moichin de gadlus and katnus are one. Shemishom daiko ha-hamtoka b'shas ha-mincha kanal. That's the place from which the hamtoka sadinim flows at mincha time. Shaydeze daiko nimtak v'nizbatel ha-avodazorah v'akfiros ha-nimshoch mitchilas atzimus kanal. That's where we have the ability to sweeten and nullify the Avodah Zorah and Kfirus, which comes from the Tchilas HaTzimtzum. The Alkein, Oz, Kishenene, and that's why we find that when Elyonovi's Tfila was answered by Hashem, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayar kol ha'om, vayiplu al pneim. The people saw the great miracle, and they fell on their faces, Vayomru, and they declared, Hashem hu hu elikim, Hashem hu hu elikim. Rav Nosson Zal explains, note their words, Hashem hu hu Elokim, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim are one. Ki Hashem, because Yud Kei Vav Kei hu bechinas moichin de gadlus. We know Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei represents moichin de gadlus. Velokim hu bechinas moichin de katnus ki yadua bekisvi arizal. Whereas Hashem's name Elokim represents moichin de katnus, as is known throughout the writings of the Arizal. We know that the word hateva is bigimatri Elokim. So when we speak about Hashgocha Proti of Hashem, the true revelation of the Hashgocha of Hashem, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Teva, which is when Hashem is Nistor, Hashem is hidden, Hashem is Betzimtzum, that's Bigimatri Elokim. So the Yidden cried out, Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. Hainu Shekol Hamoichin De Gadlus of the Katnus Kulachad. They were zeichet to realize this great secret, that Gadlus and Katnus are one. The Moichin of Gadlus and Katnus are one. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Vaydeze daiko machnien toikef hu avodazorah shez gabra b'mei achov shenimshach meho erev rav sherotzu lezgabra'os daiko kanal. And that's how the Elyonovi and Klal Yisrael was zeichet to defeat the powerful power of avodazorah that was prevalent at the time, during the time of Achov, which originated, which drew its power from the erev rav, who were trying to gain power at the time. Kama Shekosev, as the Pasuk says by the Erev Rav, Ki Boishesh Moshe, Ki Vo Sheish. They saw that sixth hour had come and gone. Ki Iker Hamtokoso, Al Yidei Hatzadik Oemes. Because the main Hamtoko of Avodah Zorah and Kfira and all of this Charoinav is through the Tzadik Emes. Kemoy Moshe ve'Elio, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Elyonovi. We know Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Ketuban one place from the Rokeach, I think, that Moshe is bigimatria charoin af. Zelo umaseh. Moshe Rabbeinu is the opposite of this anger of Hashem, this midas adin, because it's only tzaddikim of that caliber sheyicholim la'alos l'shoresh ha'elyon shel amoichin, who have the ability to go up to the source of all moichin, שהיא בחינס עין, בחינס תכלס הוא הנובה, ששום הגדלוס והקטנס כול אחד. To go up to that place, which is עין, which is תכלס הוא הנובה, where גדלוס and קטנס are one, בחינס השם הוא הלכים, where השם and הלכים are one. It's interesting, it's brought in Zohar Kodesh Elis Forum, that Rabbi Nizal brings it in the beginning of Torah Nun Dalet, in the first half of Likut Imran, that Hashem Elikim is called Olam Haba. That's the concept of Olam Haba. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk there, Hashem Elokai Godalto Ma'oid Hoidvat Levoshto. And Rabbi Nizal says there that Hashem Elikim is Bechinas Olam Haba. Because again, Olam Haba is out of this world. That's this place where Kuloi Chad, Yoim She Kuloi Shabbos. The 6 days of the week are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's right, left, right. Chesed Vurat Vernetzach. Shabbos is oneness. And that's why the highlight of Shabbos, from this brings another place, what do we say at Shabbos Mincha? Ato Echod, Veshimcho Echod, Umikamcha Yisrael Goyechod Boretz. That what's the highest praise we could possibly about Hashem? Hashem is one. And the name of Hashem is one. And Klal Yisrael has to be one in order to be part of Hashem Kaviyachal. Paragraph Gimel. V'yalkein ikar kabola satayinus u'bizman mincha. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, we can understand another item. Why it is that when a person wants to accept a fast upon himself, the place where he does that is the mincha of the day before. That's when he's supposed to... Any fast which a person didn't accept upon himself in mincha the day before isn't really a fast. Just to declare the Hashgacha Prati of Hashem that this shir is being given today on Monday, 8 days in Cheshvan, which happens to be a fast day. Today is Sheni, when we begin the Sheni, Chamishi, Vesheni of the year Tovshin Samazayin, where there are those people who have the custom after the major holidays of Pesach and Shavuos, a short while after that, to fast for 3 days in order to atone for any type of sin that might have been done in the frivolousness of Yontif and the mode of Simcha and everything. They fast these three fasts as a kapora, and there are special slichos that are said in the morning in Shachris, Baruch Hashem in Breslov, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. The custom is we were zecher to say this morning in the breast of a shul, to say the slichas. And my Rabbi Zecharin Avrocha, Rabbi Michal Zal, used to fast half a day, to try to fast at least till midday on these days, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. So now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, Ki kol hataneisim heim b'shvil tshuva. Because what is all the fasts that we have are because of tshuva. V'ikrat, as the Gemara says, that in the story in Mafter Yonah that we read, it says, it doesn't say that Hashem saw their fasting, he saw their good deeds. That a fast day, a fast is what's supposed to put a person into the frame of mind where they want to please Hashem, where the Gashmias goes down a level, the Ruchnias goes up a level, the body drops, the brain expands, and the person starts thinking about Tachlis. The Ikrat Shuva Zoichen Al Yidei Atzadik Vemes, Shubachinas Moshe. And the main in order to be zecher to tshuva, a person is zecher to tshuva through the true tzaddik, who is Bechinas Moshe, sheyochel lahamshich hahamtoko shel Bechinas Tfilas Mincha, who has the ability to draw upon us this hamtoko of the Tfilas Mincha. Ki kol hachatoim nimshochem me'ayetzahara, because we know that all of our aveirois, all sins, come from the Yetzahara. Shekol koichoi v'achizosoi mimoichin dekatnus kanal. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the Yetzirah draws his power from Moichin the Katnus. It's a Gemara in the beginning of Soita. The Gemara says, Loilom Einolom Choyteon Kei Nichnas Boi Ruach Shtus. A person will not commit a sin unless a Ruach Shtus enters into his mind and heart. Ruach Shtus is Moichin the Katnus. V'yalkein Iker HaTshuva Shehu Tikun Kol HaChatoim Nimshach Al Yidei HaHamtoko Shel Tfilas HaMincha. And it's for this reason that the essence of tshuva, which is the tikkun of all sins, comes through the hamtoka of tfilas mincha. She'oz ikara ha-hamtoko shel kol ha-moichin de katnas. Because it's at the tefillah of mincha that we have the ability to solve, to correct, and to sweeten all this moichin de katnas. Al-yidei shoroshim ho-elyon, by going up to their source, their highest source, she'shom gadlus ve-katnas kulachad, where gadlus and katnas come together. One more paragraph, paragraph Dalet. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is tied into something that we have in Shir HaShirim. V'zeh b'chinas, ad sheyafua chayoyim, v'nosu hatzlolim, shepirushoy al inyan hapegomim, v'achatoim shechotu Yisroel b'amidbar, achar kol hagedula v'hatoivoy shezochu sham, kemavur b'pirush Rashi sham. That posuk, which refers to the day passing, and the tzlolim, the different shades going away, which Rashi HaKodesh says there, refers to the sins, all the mistakes that Klal Yisrael made in the Midbar, after all the miracles, and after all the kindness that Hashem did for them. V'zeh b'chinas eicho sire, eicho tarbitz bat zohorayim. And Hashem says to the Jewish people, how are you going to survive? How are you going to exist? How are you going to lie down in the afternoon, you know, in the heat of the afternoon? Bat Sohorayim Daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what it says there, Bat Sohorayim. Ki ikra chizas ha-sitra achro humebechinas Sohorayim. Because the main source where the sitra achro draws its power from is from the Sohorayim, the afternoon. Bechinas ha-chiyafua chayoyim, where the day is leaving. She'oz takeif b'tzohorayim bo'eis his gabros oir ha-shemesh u'b'chatzoy sayoyim oz takeif mascha amiyut. Because it's at that point at noontime when the sun is strongest, it's in its full power, the next second is where it starts decreasing, diminishing. Ki oz takeif mascha l'acham oliyos noite l'mayrev l'mokam shkiyosa. Because right after the sun reaches middle of the sky, that's when it starts moving towards the west, where it's going to be setting. V'oz daiko ikar achizas ha-sitrachra. And that's the main place where the sitrachra draws from. B'tchilas achizas ha-moichin de katnus. At the beginning of where moichin de katnus draws from. Shehu b'hascholas arevas hayoim. Shemaschil tekev b'chatzos yoim. Which is at the beginning of when the day is starting to close, which is at midday. Ki tekef boise horege shel chatzay sayoim, maschel tekef hacham olyeis noite lahar v'lehachshich. Because immediately at that moment of midday, when the sun is most bright, the next second is when it's starting to darken. She'oz hi b'chinas moichin de katnus. And that split that second afterwards, when it starts becoming less, that's the source of all moichin de katnus. Shehi b'chinas cheshchas laila, which is associated with the darkness of night. V'ikor shorosh dekatnus, ikor shoroshoi mitchilas arevas hayoim shu beregesh ratzos yoim. The main, the source of moichin dekatnus, whose main source is from the when the day begins to go down, is that second of midday. V'shom ikram tokas adinim, and that's where you're able to achieve the greatest degree of hamtokas adinim. Because the main hamtoka is when you got to the root of the problem, at the beginning of its achiza. And if a person is not successful in being mamtik the din over there, then that's where the sitrachra is able to draw its greatest strength and power. And this is why the pasuk cries out to Bnei Yisrael, Eicho tira, how are you going to survive? Eicho tarbitz bat zorayim daika, how are you going to survive that noontime? V'zeh b'chinas ad sheyafuach hayoyim daika, and the pasuk continues, ad sheyafuach hayoyim, where the day is starting to go down, starting to close. Ki mishom ikar achizosom konal, because that's the main source from where the sitra achra draws from. And that's where a person really, really has to try very hard to be mamtik the dinim at their source. Shnekras b'posuk tefillah satzorayim, and this is the concept of mincha, which is called the tefillah of tzorayim, as we say, erev v'voiker v'tzorayim, in modim in Shmon Esrei, as the posuk says, erev v'voiker v'tzorayim osicho v'hema. Hashem, I speak out to you, I call out to you, erev v'voiker and tzorayim. And tzorayim obviously refers to the tefillah of mincha. Okay, the question was just asked that on besides all the depth that we're talking about here, a regular person on their level, would they be able to notice this in any way or experience this in any way, this moichanakan? And the answer is, I believe yes. You know, we're told that in the morning is when a person's mind is fresh and clear, most clear. You know, in the when and it keeps building. You know, it starts from chatzos laila, the moichan, and it keeps building and building and building until Shachris, and it continues throughout the morning hours, which is a time of Chesed, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, it's called Boiker Davram, all kinds of positive things that are said about that. And from the afternoon on is when a person who had the right kind of schedule, you know, getting up from Chatzai, you know, that kind of thing, or even people who don't get up from Chatzai, even people who get up early in the morning, middle of the day, they're starting, you know, that their energy is, you know, that those first 6 hours of the day, they were on high, you know, really on high. And then they peak and then start coming down. Again, you don't notice it the first second, but starting to come down in the afternoon, there's a weakening. The mind is a little bit, you know, not as clear, not as strong, you know. Possible. In other words, the fact that the Torah tells us that the afternoon is more a time of moichin de katnus, morning is more a time of moichin de gadlus. Again, this doesn't mean that a person should be paranoid about this, and they're not going to ever close a deal in the afternoon, but we know there is this concept of loylam yetzadim b'chitoiv, person should go out, you know, when the sun comes up, you know, and this concept of morning, you know, the morning hours being a time of chesed, a time of moichin de gadlus. We put on tefillin in the morning, whereas again, we say kriyashma in the morning, as we learned earlier, whereas afternoon is a time of moichin de katnus.